Let's not waste each other's time, shall we? You surely want to know who I am. And more importantly, what you can expect from me. I'm Jane Wolverton Randall. Yes, that Wolverton Randall. Related to the one the poor Highlanders call Black Jack. I'm Jonathan's sister. Though I do tire of being introduced by his name, as if I were a footnote in his biography. The truth is far more balanced. My brother may leave scars, blisters, screams, but me? I leave silence, obedience, broken minds, wounds that are not so easily fixed. It seems cruelty when properly refined something of a family trait. My brother and I, well, we each have our instruments. However, be not mistaken. You should consider yourself fortunate. He would have started with the flogging already. Or perhaps branding his initials on your delicate skin. Right here? Don't flinch, my dear. Displease me and I'll call him when he arrives. We'll share the pleasure. He'll take your body. I'll take your mind. And by the end of it, there will be nothing left worth saving. Does that frighten you? Good. It ought to. It is rather a shame my brother couldn't be here today. He would have been delighted. You are exactly his type, you know? Quiet, defiant, proud, still clinging to the illusion of control. He'd call it charming, begging to be broken. But I'm not him, not quite. He is emotional, predictable even. You always know what he wants, pain, power, submission. I, on the other hand, value cooperation, dialogue, opportunity. Tell me, do you truly wish to die for the Highlanders' cause? For a dream that's already slipping through the mud and blood of Culloden's fears? After all, you seem intelligent, resourceful. Unfortunate, yes, but if properly handled, salvageable. Which is precisely why I'm here, and not Jonathan. Because if I hand you over to him, he will play with you. And he isn't always able to stop playing before he broke his plaything to a point of no return. He's devised a new technique, you know. He calls it the flayed hour. It involves rope, of course, a nice sharp blade, and most charmingly, intervals. I've seen it. Quite theatrical, really. But then, my brother has always loved the stage. Which has to be expected. We both share that trait, I'm afraid. But if that prospect makes your stomach turn already, I would strongly advise you not to disappoint me. You see, I'm invested in the process of carving out a name of my own, not just Black Jack's sister. Jane, the precise. Jane, the merciless. I like the sound of it. What about you? And you could help me. Not by bleeding, not by screaming, but by cooperating, like I said. Speaking, choosing sides. See? I have letters, codes, a few names already. But what I need is confirmation. And if you give it to me, I could protect you. Or I could let Jonathan take you. He's due to arrive in 2 days. And once he has you, even I won't be able to stop him. Or possibly, I wouldn't want to. We might conduct this little inquiry together. But here's the curious thing. If you work with me, and only me, not only do you live, you become useful, protected, trusted even. Well, we'll see about that. But if I sense hesitation, if I sniff out pride or romantic loyalty, I will have no choice but to ruin you myself. As I said, I won't flay you. I won't brand you. No, not like that. That's Jonathan's way. Messy, loud, dramatic. Effective, yes, but ultimately temporary. I'd rather carve something permanent. I'll have you broken from the inside out, bit by bit, word by word, until you forget which truths were yours to begin with. Your little friends will think you disappeared, vanished. Killed for the noble cause, like so many others. But the truth will be much worse. You won't be gone. You'll be here. And you'll answer when I call. Like a ghost of your former self. I'll keep you. I'll name you. I will unmake everything you once were. And you will thank me for the silence. Because when I'm finished, there won't be enough of you left to scream. No screams, no bruises, no mess. Not even chains would be necessary. Just you, smiling when I say smile, lying when I nod my head, hurting yourself for me if I just raise a brow, bleeding where no one can ever see. And that, my dear, brings us to a choice. There are three paths. Path one, you can speak now. Tell me everything I want to know and earn a clean, respectable end to this conversation. I might even let you walk out with your mind still your own. Path two. You can stay silent and I'll invite my brother. He will have his fun with you and leave the rest of you to rot. Or the third path. You can give yourself to me entirely. Let me take you apart. Gently, precisely, piece by piece, until you forget who you are protecting and who you were before. So, shall we begin with the names you don't mind giving up?